as many of you have, following a lot of the conversations today regarding the Green Bay Packers and the loss. And now it's a struggle from here on out to get yourself into the postseason. Joining us now, a guy that knows both the ups and the downs and coaching changes and quarterbacks and all that kind of good stuff, former general manager of your Green Bay Packers, Ron Wolf, joining us on the line. Ron, how you doing?
Not too bad, Bill. Thank you very much.
Great to hear your appreciate voice, man. That. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for coming on. You guys are going to have an event coming up on Saturday, December 1st. You're getting that whole Super Bowl 31 team together. And it's tough to get everybody under the same roof all the time. But what's it like when you get a chance to get all those guys back under the same roof and talk to them and kind of relive what was putting the luster back in Titletown?
Well, I want to tell you, it's going to be a great thrill for me personally to see all these guys because of what they meant to my career, and more importantly, what they meant to the state of Wisconsin and the Green Bay Packers. That's an incredible football team. I say that from the standpoint of what we were able to do both offensively and defensively. And I think if memory serves me, which kind of gets foggy now after all those years, but this was one heck of a defensive unit and rivaled the 85 Bears from a standpoint of accomplishment.
This team, it takes a lot to get a team to win a championship, doesn't it? I'd seen you on the floor at AT&T Stadium when the Packers won back in 2010, 2011, and you and I talked for a moment, and you said it all has to come together for you to end up here. Even though you got great players year in and year out, it all has to come together at the right time at the right place, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And the injury bug can't affect you. You have to be able to overcome those types of things. And you're more than fortunate when you win some games you probably shouldn't win. But that's the object of being a championship caliber team. And I think the key thing is the want to, the desire to, the need to. We all talk about pro football today and a dynasty that's being built in New England, but quickly you just think of, well, who are those great players up there in New England that are bringing this about?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the whole thing put together. It's the coaching, the players, scouting, so on and so forth.
Talking with
more
the,
so the
go ahead.
More so the coaching and the players, obviously. But you ain't going to win if you ain't got the players, as they say.
That's exactly right. That was going to be my point. We're talking about this team in comparison. And you look at all the players that they had and the personality that they had, the characters that they had. We keep looking for something else to come about. Obviously, the team that we're looking at in today's day and age, drastically different. I was listening the other night, and the analysis is if you're going to have a great team, you got to have Pro Bowlers at almost every level. You don't have to have 20 Pro Bowlers, but you got to have at least a Pro Bowler on the line, a Pro Bowler at a quarterback, a Pro Bowler at some of the better wide receiver positions or defensive positions. How tough is it just to be able to say, I got to go get those guys? I mean, at what point do you decide I'm just going to go do it through the draft or I'm going to do it through fortification of free agency?
Well, I think it depends on what your outlook is, Bill. I mean, obviously, when you have a taste of winning, you want to continue to win. So you have to take advantage of what's available to you in order for you to be able to win. Obviously, not every player you draft is going to be a Pro Bowl player. And if you have certain holes or you know, the interesting thing in today's football is you're going to lose a third of your team because of free agency. That's going to happen. So now we have to figure out who we're losing and who do we go after to fill those holes. When I was there, it was just at the beginning of the free agency period, and we dabbled in it, and we got the best free agent probably ever to be made available, and that obviously changed the direction of our football team because we now had a heck of a player on offense, but we had another heck of a player on defense and a guy you had to wonder where he was, although he always lined up at left end. But defensively, it didn't really matter. You still had to block the son of a gun. So I think that's what you do. You figure out where they are. We decided early on that we had good enough players. We were going to, rather than let them go, the good ones go to free agency, we were going to sign them, maybe overpay them. So what? We knew what we had. And some of the best things that happened to me were things where people didn't take the offers that we had made or that I had made to them to sign them in free agency. It would have hurt the team. That didn't happen.
It's interesting because one of the things that you and I had talked about years ago was one of the first things you had to do was come in and just kind of observe. And as much as you liked a guy and an inventive guy like Lenny Infante, you said, it ain't going to work. This isn't happening. How difficult is it to make the determination that a coach is not going to be the guy to take you forward, no matter if he'd been there a year or 10 years? Or, you know, there's a lot of speculation about Mike McCarthy's job now. How, at what point do you look at things as a general manager and say, I think I'm going to have to make a change?
Well, it comes down to the one thing. I mean, they keep score for a reason, Bill. And that reason is why the game is as spectacular a game as it is. As you will recall, when I got to Green Bay, they had 24 years of bad football.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if memory serves again, and they had two playoff appearances in those 24 years after Vince Lombardi. And one of those years was a strike year. So that wasn't very good. You know, that wasn't very good. So to get back to your question, you just know. Al Davis used to, I worked for 25 years or 25 drafts, if you will, with Al Davis and the Raiders. When you think of the Raiders, you think of Al Davis. But he always would say, you know, that the buck stops here, and the buck, meaning at him. And he's right. The buck stops there. And when you sit in that chair and you have that decision to make, if you don't make it, you're gone as well. So you have to make that decision. Some of those decisions are really tough. I mean, it's not an easy thing. People think it's really easy. It's not as easy as it is. So, but that's why you're there.
Mm-hmm.
You're there to make those decisions, those difficult decisions. And the whole time I was there in Green Bay, which was only 9 years, by the way, I felt that we lost one player that really hurt us in free agency, and that was it. And I was really proud of that. And that could have been avoided. Just wasn't.
Ron, coming up December 1st, Saturday, you're going to be with all the guys from the Super Bowl 31 reunion. The team is all going to be there signing autographs at the Wisconsin State Fair Park. You're going to be highlighted by yourself, Brett Favre, 30 other members. It's looks like just a cast of stars. And I just think about all the names that were on that team and guys like, you know, Frankie Winters and Keith Jackson and, you know, Gilbert Brown, Sean Jones, Don Beebe, Dorsey Levens. And like I said, highlighted by Brett. Unfortunately, Reggie's no longer with us. But, man, what a cast of stars you put together. Very proud to have known you all these years. Look forward to seeing you guys out there then. And thanks for coming on for a couple of minutes and giving us a little bit of perspective, okay?
Hey, okay, Bill, you're more than welcome. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Yep. Ron Wolf joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. By the way, if you want to get some tickets for this event, one autograph, every player, individual ticket available for general admission at $7. You can take advantage of this rare opportunity to get a team-signed item of the Green Bay Packers from that Super Bowl, from the 31 guys are going to be there. It's the ultimate Super Bowl package. It's Super Bowl 31, the Green Bay Packers autograph team helmet. There's going to be some trophies. There's going to be all kinds of neat stuff. Unused game tickets, Brett Favre full-size helmets, you name it. It's a huge autograph session. Brett Favre, Ron Wolf, and a bunch of the guys from that Super Bowl winning team. If you want to get a photo with Brett Favre all by yourself, you can. With Ron Wolf, you can. With both of them together, you can. It's going to be a really neat event. Again, it's coming up on Saturday, December 1st. Saturday, December 1st at the Wisconsin State Fair Park, and tickets are on sale right now. All you have to do is go to SuperBowl31Show.com. That's SuperBowl31Show.com, and it's brought to you by Ball 4 Collections, Sports Collections, and you can get tickets right there. Again, go to SuperBowl31Show.com. They are putting it all together.